This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
She's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station. And don't forget my Moss Family Automotive Studio 2, two great radio stations all across the country as well as across the Caribbean and around the world too via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for what you're doing to keep America moving along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're on Parler as the Captain's America, and we're also on Twitter at Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America Third Watch. .com. Go over there and take advantage of all the different things we have going on there. All right, and joining us right now, we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning.
Morning.
So here's the deal. Let's just kind of summarize this before we take our caller that's on the line, because I know we got a question coming in from this next caller. Texas and the other states can actually refile their cases right now, if they want, against Georgia, against Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, with the correct terms as a, quote, motion to file the bill of complaint. And their cases would be heard by SCOTUS in whatever, if they put it on the docket, whatever order, but it would not be an emergency situation anymore since they already dismissed the case with Texas. So is that fair to assume right now?
The Supreme Court can choose to take a case or not take a case.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
So they look at the filing, and they all need to decide whether they're going to do it or not, which is what happened about 6:15 last night.
Yep.
On the Texas case.
Yep.
So the big issue here is correcting conditions going forward. I mean, we've got another election here in 2022. You know, you got the midterms.
Yep.
So it isn't just about general election. And, it's remarkable to me that the Supreme Court said that the Texas case, the Paxton case, with the other states, did not have standing.
Yeah.
So what that really says to me is that illegal votes are okay.
Yep.
Even though it disenfranchises legal votes.
Yep.
So yep. Based on that, you're now going to have to go forward and say, we demand, Paxton would necessarily have to file a suit that mm-hmm. demands another state and or the feds or whomever, that these states are going to have to, you know, change up, mm-hmm. you know, force their legislatures to change up things. Now, one thing that's bothering me, and I don't have an answer to it, maybe some of your listeners do, is the consent decree signed between Stacey Abrams and Raffensperger, who's the elections
yeah.
person in Georgia,
yeah.
that negated, that overrode Georgia law.
Yep.
And nobody seems to be suing on that one.
Nope.
So I need help on that one.
Okay. Well, let's go to the caller because maybe this will be the help. Good morning. Is this Mike in Clearwater? What's your question?
Hi, Yes, Captain. Good morning, Denise. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Okay, so here's what happened, Denise. Up to the election, we saw Black Lives Matter. We saw Antifa. We saw tearing up of the streets and whatnot, so on and so forth. Now, like I tell Captain, you've got reasonable Democrats and you've got radical Democrats. Well, it's the same thing on our side. We've got reasonable Republicans, and then we got radical Republicans, like the group of idiots up in Michigan that tried to kidnap the governor. We thank God that nothing happened to her, and those folks that were involved in that plot are going to end up going to jail where they belong. The question I have is, if Biden takes over, and earlier we were discussing the whole thing with Hunter, if the Hunter Biden situation turns into something where President Biden gets either kicked out or has to leave because his presidency is irreparably damaged, and Kamala steps in. Now, I'm scared to death that if they try to do the Green New Deal and the free school for all and this, that, and the other, that the radical Republicans are not going to stand for that, and you're going to see rioting in the streets again. Only this time it's going to be the kooks that are on our side and not the kooks that are on the Democratic side. I fear that there could be civil unrest, and I just want to see what your thoughts on that are and whether you think that that's a possibility. I don't condone rioting, but anyway, if you could tell me what you think.
All right, thank you, Mike. And by the way, you're going to get caught up in a break, Denise, so we'll have to partially do this. Let me do the second part of this, when he talked about the free education and all that. We heard yesterday Joe Biden say something about $50,000 forgiven in student debt.
It'll be challenged in court. If he does an executive order, it'll be challenged in court in a big way, because that $50,000 in debt, by the way, is generally to the people that have high degrees.
Yep.
You know, those that are doctors and lawyers and engineers and blah, 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 which means elite schools.
Yep.
Okay? So it'll get challenged in court to even try that one.
Yep. And the second part we'll have to answer after this break.
There's a lot of his question that I'd like to help unpack on the other side.
Right, absolutely. And folks, we're taking our break right now. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and we'll answer Mike's question. And we'll also talk about what happened in Missouri with the district attorney involved in the McCloskey case, and will that change the nature of the case altogether? It might. We'll tell you about it. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, broadcasting all across the country and around the world via the satellite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that was Mike Gallagher. He'll be on his way back from Atlanta this weekend. I expect to see him Sunday when he pulls on into the studio to bring some of his stuff back that he spent the whole week broadcasting with up there in Atlanta. And for you folks up in Atlanta, thanks for tuning in tonight. And, oh, by the way, for a limited time, you can save 35% on Balance of Nature with your order. All you got to do is go to their website, see all the products they have there at balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach and answer any questions that you might have about the products they have. So, if you want to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and you'll find out what I found out, and that is their products work. Okay, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Now we'll answer Mike's question.
Yeah, I think if we look at that quasi-militia group that had plotted against the governor of Michigan, you may find out that they weren't all conservatives. So
no.
I think from a person by person, that one necessarily needs to be rechecked. I think that they like to call them far right, and I'm not sure that that's even, you know, that's always kind of the go-to label.
Right.
That I don't think that's the case at all. Could there be some nasty conflicts, some violent conflicts after inauguration? Yeah, there very well could be. Nobody's advocating for that at all by a long stretch. But I'm not sure that it would necessarily come from the conservatives or the Republican side, because you've got a breakdown happening in the Democrat Party, especially with the squad, if you will, because they have given a list, and several others that are not even in the squad have given a to-do list mm-hmm. to Biden on what they want to see happen, and that may not go where they want it to, so that they could get crazy. The issue here is, and I'm going to be snarky, is really not Biden. It's Kamala Harris.
Right.
So I would say that all eyes need to be on her. And even as I mentioned on the show last night, that this matter of a Hunter and the Biden thing with China and that investigation and whatnot, I suggested, I don't have any proof, but I suggested that this was really a Camilla plot.
And I agree. I totally agree. That's right up her alley.
She's much more dangerous than Biden can ever be. And she is working in partnership with Mark Elias. And Mark Elias is the other very dangerous person.
Snake.
Mm-hmm. And he's the one that came from Perkins Coie that hired Fusion GPS. And I might also offer the fact that these lawsuits that have been filed on election challenges by the Trump campaign and so forth and so on, they're being fought with counterclaims by Mark Elias. He's the lead counsel on all of that.
Right.
So there's a dynamic duo, and I don't say that in a positive way, and that is Kamala Harris and Mark Elias. So be warned.
Now, before we move on to our next topic, I'm going to take this one call. This is Ian, I think. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I want to correct a few things. That dude just called about the so-called truth Republicans in Michigan, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Dude, you don't know what you're talking about. All the violence, all this has been coming since the early 60s from the left. There's been plenty of chances for people like me to go out and revolt, because I'm old enough to remember when all this garbage started in 65, and we never revolted. So get it straight and stop buying, you know, propaganda, okay? Because the abuses are coming from the left. They're not coming from the right. And the coups in Michigan were anarchists, anti-Trumpers, anti-conservatives, okay? Stop buying this propaganda from these communists, okay? All right, also, Kamala Harris is a tool of Pelosi and Obama. What she's going to be is Obama's third term. Look, we all knew that Biden was a placeholder. Hell, we discussed it on this program.
Right.
They're going to move him out of the way.
I got to move on. I got to move on because I got another caller here, and thank you very much, and that's Ian. Okay, now, because of what we got in the can here, Denise, we need to talk about this McCloskey case, because this has a direct result on what could happen with our gun rights because of the way this took place over there in Missouri. Now, she has been removed, the prosecuting attorney on the McCloskey case, her and her entire staff, for what they did when they tried to fundraise off this case. Is that correct or not correct?
The judge removed her from Mr. McCloskey's case, okay, from Mark McCloskey's case, because she was, in fact, fundraising and all of that kind of stuff. So, yes, that part is sort of settled. As far as Patricia McCloskey is concerned, that's a separate case, and that's still out there. Now, Little Miss Gardner, who, by the way, is also one of the George Soros' prosecutors of record, she's appealing this. So it is purely political, but it is a step in the right direction that Judge Clark removed Gardner from Mark McCloskey's case itself. He's not out of the woods yet, but it is at least a positive, a tiny positive.
And when it comes to the guns and the gun rights issue and whatnot, and God knows there's plenty of it out there to be talking about, Joe Biden said something yesterday. He said he admitted he lacked the executive authority to ban assault weapons after all this nonsense and gobbledygook about, well, the first thing I'm going to do is ban assault weapons. Remember all that?
Yeah, they did that once before, and it got challenged. So, but anyway, we also need to remember, too, that the governor of Missouri said that they would give a pardon to the McCloskeys.
Right.
If that sounds good, but I don't know if that has, if that would affect his ability, because they're both lawyers. Both Patricia and Mark McCluskey are lawyers.
Right.
So I don't know if a pardon would hurt their ability to hold on to a license.
Okay. Now, the other thing is the FBI senior ranks got shook yesterday with a report that came down that you wrote about of all things, sexual misconduct going on. What the hell's going on in the FBI?
The Office of Inspector General published a report about sexual misconduct within the ranks of the FBI, and this is the senior ranks of the FBI. So there were six identified allegations over the last 5 years, and none of those that were investigated resulted in any consequence, except that some of them retired or moved on. But that doesn't mean that there's only six. In fact, there's up to 17 women that have come forward.
Wow.
Yes. And this has to do with, you know, these agents getting drunk and sexual assaults and so a lot of these women, in order to keep their job, if some have decided to keep their job, have had to do it under Jane Doe. So I would think that somebody like Weinstein, is that his name?
Yeah. Weinstein.
He might be a little upset at some of this because the FBI seems to get away with it. They swept it under the rug, according to the Inspector General's report. So I would say that Christopher Wray has a big problem, and we would not have known about this had we not gotten an Inspector General's report.
Okay, we have a comment here in the chat room from Steve in Thailand. Good morning, Steve in Thailand. He says, the deep state characters that have stolen our country with using their devious ways, they have no ethics or morals and disregard the rule of law. How else do we deal with them when they are now basically in charge and can do almost whatever they want? They have already...
That's the $64,000 question. I mean, I work with it every day. What else can we do? You know, you take things and you try and settle them in a court of law, but that isn't working, is it?
No.
I don't know what else to do. I keep saying Tahrir Square. If we remember Tahrir Square when the Egyptians all were protesting Mohammed Morsi, and they, you know, they moved into Tahrir Square for days and weeks. Remember that with all the tents until he was removed?
I do.
And they finally had to move him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, something like Tiananmen Square. I don't know what else to do.
All righty. Well, we'll have to discuss this on Monday, and you have yourself a great weekend, and I will see you soon. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check her out, and find out all the stuff that's going on there. She's got it all over there at her website and writes some great articles, too. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott.
I am thrilled to report that the FDA has authorized the Pfizer vaccine.
President Trump spoke from the White House just moments after approval.
We have given Pfizer and other companies a great deal of money, hoping this would be the outcome, and it was. On behalf of the American people, I'd like to thank all of the brilliant scientists, technicians, doctors, and workers who made this all possible.
Healthcare workers and nursing home residents are expected to receive the first doses early next week. The virus has killed nearly 300,000 Americans. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a bid by Texas and other Republican-led states to overturn President-elect Joe Biden's victory in last month's election. The justices on Friday evening refused the case filed by the state of Texas on Monday against four swing states whose votes favored Biden. The Electoral College meets on Monday to formally elect Biden as the next president. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. My buddy Wayne Allyn Root out there in Nevada, and he's got his new book out there, Trump Rules. And by the way, it is available by going to rootforamerica.com, also on Amazon. Now, the new 2021 robes are in right now at Moss Nissan, and they've made some really incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV. As a matter of fact, they've had people coming from the Panhandle, the East Coast of Florida, Georgia, Alabama, and Tennessee to see what it's all about because of the fact you serve, you save. That program that puts all pastors, veterans, active duty military, and first responders on a pedestal and saves them a bunch of money. So the Rogue has really gone rogue. It starts with the quilted leather seats, the new cutting-edge digital display, the cordless phone charging, a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the fantastic intelligent all-wheel drive that's adjustable. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself, and I know this because I've driven many miles in a Rogue from Moss Nissan, and I know that you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan. The choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. And don't forget, Moss Care is always included with each vehicle purchased. A tremendous added value pack service that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze, too. Now, they've got over 800 vehicles in stock, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle that you're looking for that other dealerships won't. And remember, with locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and both the Nissan and Acura dealerships side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, Moss Nissan can take care of your car needs, including service. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Reason for that is that's going to save you money. Well,
again, I wish I had some promising news for you about what's transpired in the last few hours with the Supreme Court and whatnot, but I don't. I can only tell you that come Monday when the Electoral College meets and they vote and they give Joe Biden his 306 electoral votes, that means he's the winner in the clubhouse. And both he and Kamala will be headed to an inauguration on January the 20th. Now, there may be some things that could change, but it's very, very, very slim. Now, James chimed in from Clearwater, and he said, Pelosi and the Democratic governors are playing the Curley effect game of chicken, driving income generators out of the areas, part of the equation. They're betting that they'll cause enough pain in California that McConnell will cave on his position of that the rest of the country should not be bailing out failed Democratic cities. After all, it worked in the past. Don't forget that during the partial government shutdown, Obama went so low as to ban veterans from visiting war memorials in D.C. Yep, I know, and the veterans went in there and moved all the barricades so they could get back in there, and the cops left him alone. I remember that, too. And he even evicted a disabled couple in Nevada because their house was on federal land. McConnell needs to stand firm. Yep, I remember that, too, but they got their house back because they sued and they won. But here's the deal, okay? The Democrats are not going to do anything right now to help anybody with anything. Let's just take a look at the Grinch that stole Christmas, Nancy Pelosi. She had a chance again to sign on to the COVID stimulus thing to maybe give the people a few extra dollars in their pockets before Christmas. $600 is what they were talking about, and she absolutely ignored it and bailed out. Now, we're hearing that come next year, 2021, maybe in the spring, maybe sooner, we could see $1,200 like we did before in some sort of COVID bailout program that she would champion. But here's the thing. Depending on what they add to it and how much they stack it up and how much pork they put in there, the Republicans would be out of their mind to accept it. What are we going to do with the debt? We can't pay what we've got now. We will never pay off our debt in anybody's lifetime listening to this show. Never pay off our debt. It's so high. And it's higher now in the last 4 years of Donald Trump than what it's been under past presidents, because all he did was add, trying to stimulate, keep the economy going, because if he hadn't done that, we would have been in a massive depression, even worse than what it was and what it turned out to be. Thank you, Barack Obama, because that's where that started. But think about that. Think about that. And then, of course, you've got Senator Ted Cruz. Now, Senator Ted Cruz did something yesterday, stood up on his soapbox, and really drove a point home. He said that the Biden confirmation hearings are unlikely if the election lawsuits are left unresolved by the courts. Makes sense to me. Now, who knows what's going to happen next? Nobody. Nobody. And while we had 136 representatives in the House back the Texas suit, what are they going to do now? Maybe they need to get together and do something about election reform. Do you think? You think? I think so. That's a huge issue. A lot of people are saying, well, you're dreaming there, Captain. I had people yesterday telling me, well, you're dreaming because that's not going to happen. They don't want to do anything to help with election reform. No, well, of course they don't, because it's all stacked to their side of the deck now with these machines. But you just heard Denise Simon mention Florida and tell you that not all the machines in Florida were Dominion machines. You just heard the comment that some of the machines 18 of them, 18 states, were the Dominion machines, and the rest in the 67 counties, that's 49 counties, were ES&S machines, where we never had a problem. And we did have two counties with the Dominion machines that went for Biden. One of them was Leon County. That's Tallahassee. I double-checked on that during the break. Now, Christine's chiming in, and good morning, Christine, in Sarasota. She says, let the Democrats pay for it with all of their money, Facebook, Google, etc. Yeah, that's true. They're the ones that are encouraging these companies and forcing them out because they're not giving them any breaks. And then they say, oh, well, we're just going to raise the taxes. We're just going to raise the taxes up. Sure you are. Sure you are. Okay, let me see here. Is this Ian?
They ain't going to do nothing, Captain. None of them. I hate to be a Debbie Downer. They got this thing perfected to where they can steal elections now. And I'm going to tell you something else. This is just an opinion, of course, and I hope I'm wrong. Listen, I hope I'm wrong. There is a significant portion of the Republican apparatus, not me and you, the people in Washington that never wanted Trump, and they're going along and playing ball with the Democrats. Sure. They already made the deal. Why do you think the Republicans won most of the down ballot? Because here was the deal. The apparatus said, yeah, you go ahead and steal the presidency. We'll let you have that. Let us win the down ballots, okay?
That's obvious.
Listen, we need to start acting like Americans, because Americans is what solved this. And this, we solved the problems, not the darn government, the corrupt government controlled by the Uniparty.
We the people.
Come on, man.
We the people.
It's we the people. Stop relying on these stupid...
We the people. You are absolutely right. We the people run the show. We control what goes on. We the people. And here we go again, folks. You heard me say this week. We the people need to get back out there with the boat parades. Remember all the boat parades and all the boats? Get them back out there again. We the people need to get the car caravans out there again. The motorcycle the things, all that sort of stuff. Get all that going. Fly the flags. Show your patriotism. We need to do that. And you need to pull right up in front. And by the way, want to have some fun? Pull right up in front of a Democratic congressman's office with about 25 motorcycles, a Patriot Guard or something like that, and get out there with your signs and say, you work for us, we don't work for you. Get out there and start protesting to these people that are creating a problem on the other side of the aisle. And even our people, too, if you feel that that's the thing. Equal representation, or what is it? No taxation without representation or something like that. I'm trying to remember the term I learned a long time ago. But anyway, there you go. We need to get out there and we need to take control of the situation. It's all about our country. Our country. Not theirs. Our country. Think about that as we go to break. And we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. So, fun day, weekend edition. Lots going on, and I know a lot of you out there are just really mad as hell, and you're not going to take it anymore. And that's good. Now use that for something good. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Trump said, I'm the president, and you ain't playing straight. And I'll take your bet you're gonna regret. I'm gonna make America great again. Donnie, rally up your base, your lawyers and bodyguards. Cause hell's broke loose with the voting. Maybe it's hammer, maybe scorecard. If you win, you'll get sent to jail, quid pro Joe. So you can lose or socialists take control.
Alrighty, now it's time for our Georgia report, and don't forget that Senator Kelly Loeffler and Senator Perdue are running for re-election, and of course the voting, I believe, starts on the 15th of December up there in Georgia. If you're not registered to vote, like right now, I don't believe that you can vote. And for anybody that did the motor voter thing, that drove in there and said, yep, I'm coming here because they're going to pay me money and they're going to give me my hotel and this and the other so I can vote in this election, I hope you get caught. I hope you get caught. Because some of you that think that you're so smart and doing that up there in Georgia, listen to me. They know where you're at. So think about that for a minute. You're going to hear about arrests being made for that, too. That's a federal offense. That's a felony for doing that, to move to an area when you live somewhere else to vote. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, the fact of the matter is, December the 14th, the Electoral College will meet. And unfortunately, they're going to vote for the votes, popular vote winner in their state, which is going to be Joe Biden with about 306 electoral votes. He will be then declared as by the Electoral College as the winner of the 2020 presidential election, and will eventually wind up being sworn in January the 20th, at least that's the plan, as the nation's 46th president. Now, the hurdle to all of that is twofold. First of all, it's the election January 5th in Georgia, the special election that they've got with Perdue and Loeffler going up against the two radical Democrats. Now, that guy Warnock, that minister, so-called minister, in Georgia? He's a joke. He's a joke. And the comments that I keep seeing and hearing about him are just totally unbelievable. Totally unbelievable. How anybody could support him is beyond me. So you need to wake the hell up there in Georgia and understand that you've got good versus evil. Evil in these people up there. And the Democrats are evil. Ossoff and Warnock both. They're evil. Then you got January 6th when Congress reports. And in Congress, you're going to have an opportunity to have them vote and confirm the Electoral College vote and accept it. There's going to be some vigorous discussion. There's going to be some discussions big time in the House of Representatives, make no mistake about it. But again, we don't have the majority. And unless something drastic happens, it's going to go the way it's going to go. All right, let me take one caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
And it's Liberal Larry. I'm working tonight over on the east coast of Florida.
Good. What's up?
Yeah, I've been listening to this show for many years, and I know you've never been one to go down a rabbit hole, and you do have a national show, so, I mean, we don't expect you to come out and say that we need to do this or do that, because it may not be, like, the thing to say on national radio, but...
Correct.
With that being said, you know, I've been listening to Ian call the show for a long time, and what he says is on the money. He's awake.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have China buying up, you know, a lot of stuff in our country, and they have been for a while.
True.
We have Chinese spies embedded in Congress. We've got a fake president-elect right now that has, you know, undeniable fraud and ties to China.
Mm-hmm.
We've got voting machines that are tied to Soros in China. And we have now China, we have the EU, and everyone in the world bragging about what they're doing to us, that they've been censoring us, threatening us with violence for some time. I'm not saying we need to get violent. I'm just saying that they're pushing us towards the 1776, and that everybody listening needs to, like, seriously take a step back and wake up, because we are in a communist takeover, and we need to stop it somehow.
Yep.
And that's my point tonight.
Okay. I don't disagree with you, and thank you very much for the call there, Liberal Larry. Take care over there. Now, here's the thing, okay, folks, and I'm not going to advocate violence under any circumstances whatsoever. I mean, yeah, you have to defend yourself sometimes if somebody comes after you, but this stuff that's going on there, I've heard all kinds of emails, oh, there's going to be martial law, the president's going to go out before he leaves office, and he's going to declare martial law and arrest all these people and throw them in jail and do this and do that. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. There will be an orderly transfer of power. Like it or not, the only thing that Trump might do is leave the night before for Florida, and then the very same day that Joe Biden is doing his thing in Washington, D.C., Donald Trump will be in a stadium somewhere, an outdoor stadium, giving a big rally thing and saying, oh, by the way, I'm now announcing that I'm a candidate for the 2024 election. That might be what will happen. And we'll see. Now, let's see here. Christine, that's a nice idea on your part. Start the impeachment for Biden and Kamala, but kick them out. We don't have the votes, kiddo. We don't have the votes. It takes two-thirds of the House, two-thirds of the Senate. We don't have the votes. Elections have consequences. Now, we came close to taking control of the House of Representatives, and boy, wouldn't that have been something if we had them. And Nancy, I believe, is going to be down to single digits. She's going to be have an advantage there of maybe 7 or 8 seats, maybe even 6, for all I know, because there's some seats that are still undecided. So we'll see. We'll see. But in the Senate, we have to keep control of the Senate. You Republicans in Georgia need to get out, and you need to vote. We must keep control of the Senate. And as it stands right now, it looks like we're ahead with one seat and the other one is kind of iffy. We'll see, but if we keep both seats, that'd be great. And yes, you're right, Christine. We can shout about it anyway and shout all you want. But actions speak louder than words here, and we need to get out again. We need to get out in mass. The boats, the boat parades were great. Great. Get them out there again. The car caravans were great. Get them out there again. Same with the motorcycles. All that. The people on the corners, not five people here, six people there, but 100 people on a corner, 200 people on a corner, and stretch it out. Stretch it out. Instead of having like one corner where you got 200 people, how about having six corners where you got 50 people each? Get their attention. Let them see. Oh, by the way, Tuesday night coming up this coming week at Mugs over on Ulmerton at 53rd, Roger Stone will be the featured speaker. Now, he'll be speaking, and I will be speaking as well, along with Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America, our host there, Brooke Talks America. Colonel Jim will be there, too, the recently reelected chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. He'll be there. So the three of us will be the only speakers that night, other than Roger Stone. And if you're around and you want to come over and you want to hear what's going on, Mugs over at the ICOT Center, I-C-O-T, which is located on the north side of Ulmerton, just before U.S. 19 on the right side, just before National Aviation Academy, as a matter of fact, right there by 53rd. Make a right-hand turn, and you pull right in, and you're there. And it starts at 6:30. So look forward to seeing many of you there. And then, of course, don't forget, on Tuesdays we do the Have Lunch for the Captain over at the Mission Barbecue on West Waters. Always happy to see people come over there. And next Saturday, we'll be having a little get-together at the Patriots Grill in the Tarpon Woods Golf Club, Craig Gross's place, at 12 noon next Saturday. So we've got a lot of things coming on there. And, of course, Christmas is coming up. We'll be going around and saying howdy-howdy to some of our friends and neighbors and whatnot, as we do every year, and handing out our little Christmas cheer here and there. And Steve in Thailand, I think, has, let's see, I live overseas and meet a lot of people from Asia and Europe. From the conversations I have with them, the USA has become a lot less significant in the world since the election. Well, no kidding. Why wouldn't it? Who wants to hear about all the nonsense third-party crap and all the third-world stuff that's going on over here in this country? Nobody. Nobody. We need to get our act together, and we need to get our act together soon. Because it's not over yet, but it could be. It could be, and I'm not giving up the ship. I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing, and I've got plenty of support behind me to continue it. So don't go anywhere. Have yourself a great weekend. I'll see you all Monday morning at 2 a.m. when we start it all over again. Have a great day. Make sure you go out and tell somebody thank you. I'll see you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.